This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to Eddie in New York first. Sorry to have you hold. I ran out of time before we had the guest on. Talk about PC culture. Say your mom's a kindergarten teacher. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
What's up, Alex? It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, so I'm from New York City, which is pretty much, you know, the capital of political correctness. And when you talked about political correctness, it hit pretty much so close to home because my mom's a kindergarten teacher, and the things they try to make her try to indoctrinate these kids is just absolutely disgusting. I mean, especially now that the holidays are coming up, they pretty much have these seminars telling my mother that she's not allowed to say Merry Christmas to the kids because it could offend people. And, you know, my mother's deep in her Christian roots and her faith, but the things they try to make her push are just disgusting. Like, they try to make her read books to the kids about, you know, having two dads or having two moms. And some of the kids, you know, are taking in these books, and it's not doing well for them, you know?
Well, it's all designed to screw them up. It's all designed to confuse them. The system admits that. And there is a war on Christians. And, I mean, people know about who's being persecuted. The UN admits double the Christians are being killed a year than were killed 10 years ago. We are being targeted. I don't care what color you are. If somebody wants to get upset and run around and scream and demand stop the persecution, leave Christians alone. You're absolutely right. You know, tell your mom. Leak us info. We've protected all our whistleblowers. Leak us info or get us stuff from the other classes so it's not known it's her. We need people to mail us packages by snail mail, attention Alex Jones, and we will put it out. We need your help. We're all in this together. God bless you, Eddie. And again, it's not so kids aren't hateful of, quote, gay people. It's totally meant to confuse their gender. It's totally meant to sexualize them. It's meant to set the precedent. It's very evil. Let's talk to AJ in Florida. AJ, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How are you doing, man? I've been watching your show for about a month and a half, and it's amazing, dude. I have nothing but great things to say about you, bro. Like, I love how you talk. When you talk, I just feel like you're talking to me. It's like I'm excited to watch the news nowadays. Every time I want to watch the news, I just go to InfoWars.
Well, brother, I am talking to you because I'm nothing special. I just have read the enemy's plans. They're out to get us, and I'm angry about it, and I'm just trying to warn people. It's just I'm straight up just trying to communicate.
Dude, it's so scary what's happening right now. I mean, everything from the entertainment that we watch, from the movie Prometheus and the book Brave New World, and it's like, oh, you know, oh my Lord.
Well, you're right. They are hitting us hard. I mean, they're definitely coming out in the open. And imagine how much crazier it's going to get after this.
Dude, it's horrible, Alex. Like, I mean, I know this might sound a little crazy, but recently I just went to, do you know Red Robin's restaurant, the burger restaurant?
Yeah, I've been to one before. They're pretty good hamburgers.
Yeah, I went to one right by where it's my house. I went and sat down. There was a security camera right at the top, at the entrance where you come in and out. That makes perfect sense, you know? But then when I went to sit down, there's this little, like, automated new, like, TV screen to just press, and the waiter comes to you, and there's a little camera inside of there also. And then
Wow, you know what? I saw that in a Chili's ad. And I meant to send the crew to a Chili's because exactly, they just automate it where you buy a new car, even a, not a fancy one, and there's cameras inside watching you now for your safety, hooked into the police department through the and then exactly, you go to Chili's and it's getting ready to get rid of the waiter basically, and then now it's a machine watching you and listening to what you say, and Samsung admits they're watching and listening, exactly. And then I'm even conditioned now where I learned about that a month ago and don't even care. See how they're getting us all?
It's horrible, Alex. They want to destroy humanity. And then if you stand up against it, you're racist.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I've complained about TSA, and they ask, you know, why I'm a conspiracy theorist. Well, I want to hear the rest of your story. And I can go to you while this guest is coming up as you speak to political correctness. Don't hang up if you can, AJ. I'm going to try to work you in. I'll get to Zach, Ben, Ronnie, Jim. I'm going to get to everybody. But you have a guest coming in studio about the real Hillary Clinton, the real Bill Clinton. Most folks know that they're into abusing women and they both like women. They really have it out for women. You need to understand that they abuse who they think they can get away with it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is in the studio with us for the rest of the hour. We'll also go to some of these callers holding at the bottom of the hour on their political correct stories. That ties into what he's been exposing. He's written the New York Times bestselling book, The Men Who Killed Kennedy. You probably heard of that. He's an alternative historian who exposing just so many different events that have unfolded. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's also credited with the hardball tactics which resulted in closing down the Miami-Dade presidential recount. Stone is credited in HBO recent movie Recount 2000 with fomenting the so-called Brooks Brothers riot, in which a Republican mob swarmed the recount demanding shutdown while thousands of Cuban Americans marched outside the courthouse. He also has worked around the world with pro-democracy, pro-American governments during elections. RogerStone.com, and I've met him and folks up in Dallas at some of the big JFK memorial events, like the 40th anniversary a few years ago. But the reason we got him in studio is I learned he was going to be down in Austin this week, and we already had an article back on November 3rd titled Political Strategist, Hillary Clinton is an Abuser of Women and Girls. Now, I personally have interviewed women that Bill Clinton raped, and I mean women that Bill Clinton brutally raped, and then settled out of court with. But the word is Hillary also has some of her own activities. But it's kind of like black unemployment doubling under Obama. They then put out all this pro-black rhetoric, but it's really the opposite. So we're going to be speaking to some of that today and really going over who is Hillary Clinton. Because even if you're a Democrat that identifies with her and thinks she's some wonderful, great saint, with the amount of dirt that is in her background, with the amount of dirt that's going on, it makes her extremely blackmailable. And so that's my biggest concern with Hillary, not just her saying we should look at Australian-style gun confiscation and things like that. And so, again, we also have the video of him with Larry King Live breaking that down on RT, of all places. So thank you so much for coming in to join us today to break all this down. Roger Stone's our guest, rogerstone.com. Good to see you again, buddy.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
You know I'm known for talking a lot, and I know a lot about Hillary and Bill, but you've written a book about it, and I read some stuff in your book that I didn't even know, but then I went and looked up, turned out it was true. I mean, there's a lot of folks that have it out for women and like to target them. Most predators do for some reason, whereas most of us that aren't predators want to defend women and children. What's the Clintons' relationship with women?
Yeah, the point here, of course, is that the whole central narrative of her campaign is bogus. She is not an advocate for women and girls. She's an abuser of women and girls. Bill is not your roguish old uncle who just has an eye for the ladies. As you know, he's a serial sexual predator. Very much like Bill Cosby, and the number of women that he has raped, bitten, sexually assaulted, abused, you know, I identified in this book 27 individual women. Now, some of these women's names, you know, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathy Willey, but so many of the names you don't know, Christy Zurcher, Becky Brown, Carolyn Moffitt, Helen Dowdy, Eileen Wellstone, Liz Ward Grayson, the list goes on and on and on. Now, some liberals try to say to me, well, what does that have to do with Hillary? Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up. Hillary is the point person to silence these women, lest they get in the way of the Clintons' lust for power and wealth. Hillary's the one who hires the heavy-handed private detectives, Jack Palladino, Anthony Pelicano, Ivan Duda, who go out and run a veritable terror campaign to silence these women. So the notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women, no, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
She's kind of a beard for his raping. She plays the part of, I'll never, you know, leave my man. I stand by my man. He's a good guy. She testifies for him. She defends him. She's an enabler.
Yeah, but it's worse than that, because it's not just that he can get away with it. It's that she ensures that there's no public exposure. This is why the famous feminist Camille Paglia says Hillary's a fraud. Her husband has degraded and exploited women. Or Joanne Vannocci, the feminist writer for the Boston Globe, the liberal newspaper, says that Bill Clinton should be held to the same standard as Bill Cosby.
From your deep research, I've been on this for years, who's more of an abuser of women, Cosby or Clinton?
I think Clinton, because Cosby, you see, drugs them, whereas Clinton just uses brute force. Alex, I interviewed three women that he bit. He bites through the upper lip. It's kind of his signature. First of all, it's a disabling move because, of course, a woman then stops trying to cover her.
What a pit bull does.
Right. He tries to cover her mouth. And then secondarily, it's a not-so-subtle message to keep your mouth shut. So this guy is a criminal. He's a sex addict. He's a pedophile. The book goes way beyond this. We tie his epic drug use, the fact that he himself was a habitual user of cocaine, that he was in and out of drug rehab when he was governor, that he was involved, as you know, in the whole question of drug trafficking in and out of Arkansas, in connection with the Bushes, in connection with the Central Intelligence Agency. And when Dan Lassiter, the biggest drug dealer in Arkansas, when he was ultimately convicted of drug trafficking, he went out and got himself this really smart woman lawyer. Her name was Hillary Clinton. And she and her law partner, Vince Foster, why they arranged for Lassiter to get a full pardon from Governor Bill Clinton.
Wow. And then now today at a bigger scale, she heads up the State Department and gets billions of dollars brought into their foundation, hundreds of millions from dictators and people on lists that you can't sell weapons to. And then she waives that and lets the State Department give a green light to shipping weapons to countries in exchange for money. I mean, these people really are the criminal's criminal.
Yeah, look, the Clinton Foundation is not a foundation, and it's not a charity. It's two things. It's a slush fund for grifters. And secondarily, it's just a vehicle for the facilitation of massive bribes. So, for example, the country of Qatar wants to overthrow Gaddafi, who, although he's not a great guy, is an ally of the United States, is feeding us intelligence on Al-Qaeda. They put $1.5 million in Bill's pocket for a 20-minute speech, bribe. They put $1 million in Hillary's pocket for a 20-minute speech, bribe. They put $2.5 million into the Clinton Foundation. At the same time, they're paying off Tony Blair in the UK and Sarkozy in France. And lo and behold, we topple Gaddafi, and women in Libya, who under Gaddafi were allowed to vote, be educated, go outside without a veil, drive a car, choose their own husband. Women have been set back 200 years in Libya. They go from having the best quality of life in the continent of Africa to the worst. That's Hillary Clinton, the advocate for women.
It is like she's a wicked witch. I mean, it's not normally fair to just use analogies like that. I'll get you and your little dog, too. But everything she touches just gets destroyed. Everything she does is evil. And then her lies about being in combat, you know, being shot at when they landed in Serbia, none of it's true. Brian Williams loses his job over it, not her. How can she get away with so much?
It's amazing. So last week she comes out 2 weeks ago with a gun control proposal. And she says in it that if you have been accused of domestic abuse, you should not be allowed to own a gun. Well, under that circumstance, she wouldn't be allowed to own a gun because, as we prove in the book, she has kicked, bitten, scratched, slapped, and thrown hard objects at her husband. This is a woman with a volcanic temper, a foul mouth, very short-tempered, very, very greedy. This is someone who doesn't have the temperament to be president of the United States.
Well, as you know, it's been reported, I mean, from FBI agents and others that work in the White House, that she rolls on the floor and chews carpet. Only the person I know that does that was Hitler.
That's pretty amazing. Look, we do know this, that when she was in Arkansas attending to her sick father, and she learned that Bill Clinton was entertaining Barbara Streisand overnight at the White House, she flew back to Washington. The next day, he appeared with an enormous scratch across his face. D.D. Myers, the press secretary to the president, tried to say initially that he had cut himself shaving. She was forced to admit, no, Hillary had scratched him. So
was that because she wanted a piece of the action?
No, I think it was because he was humiliating her. You see, I think they have this weird dysfunctional sham relationship where Chelsea Clinton is not Bill's biological daughter.
Webster Hubble, right?
Webster Hubble. I document this in the book. Bill has a mixed-race African-American son in Arkansas, Danny Williams, without any question, the son of Bill Clinton and Bobby Ann Williams. Now, the Star magazine, the Star tabloid, wrote in 99 when Hillary was warming up for the Senate race that a DNA test had disproved that. I tracked this down. The Star was owned at that time by a man named Robert Altman. Altman headed the SEC under Bill Clinton, was forced to resign, major donor to the Clinton campaigns, Clinton Foundation, Clinton roommate at Georgetown. The new owners of the Star, American Media, they opened their files for me. Guess what?
They got Hitler anthrax.
There is no DNA test. There never was.
No.
But they tell us Black Lives Matter, Alex. Black Lives Matter, unless you're Danny Williams, in which case they can just sweep you out of the carpet. So the Clintons, they lecture us about it takes a village to raise a kid. Why don't they step up and love, support, acknowledge, nurture their son, Danny Williams?
Well, because it doesn't fit into the larger narrative of where the Clintons even came from.
Yes.
We know Clinton's story, but what about Hillary? Digging into her, what are other little juicy tidbits in the book?
Well, we talk extensively. We examine the relationship between she and Huma Abedin. I mean, Huma Abedin is her parents and her brothers, of course, are active in the Muslim Brotherhood. She has a full security clearance and a full-time job at the State Department. She's the only woman in the history of the U.S. government to have a waiver that allows her to not only work full-time for the State Department, but also work for Teneo, which is a Clinton-connected lobbying firm that represents a number of Middle Eastern governments in front of the State Department, while she's triple-dipping and get a check out of the Clinton Foundation. When she travels with Hillary, they stay in the same room. We know this because I FOIA'd their travel schedules. And when we asked the State Department...
It really is amazing how much you ferreted out.
Yes. And when you ask the State Department, why is that? They say, well, Hillary has an acute health problem, and therefore she might need to be attended to in the night. Well, if she's got a health problem, We need to know that. Look, I spent 40 years in the corroded rectum of the two-party system. I worked for three Republican presidents. I was on 9 presidential campaigns, worked in the Senate, worked in the House. You know, the Bushes and the Clintons are in this together. That's the other thing in the book.
Stay there. I want to break that down. If you spill all the beans in this, that's all coming up. Stay with us.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE Silver for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Men, it seems like you hit a certain age, and then you're constantly in the bathroom. You're taking longer to urinate, and you're waking up at night to go. It's because as you age, so does your prostate. Try Peak Life Prostate, our most researched prostate formula ever. Right now, you can try a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-936-5416. Peak Life Prostate has 2 exclusive blends. You get the Flow Enhancement Complex to help reduce urges to urinate, support healthy bladder emptying, and reduce waking at night to go. And you get the Prostate Size Support Matrix with a key ingredient that supports healthy prostate size. Peak Life Prostate is like taking 2 formulas in one. That's why it works. See for yourself by trying a free bottle. Call 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
By the way, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Roger Stone's going to be on the nightly news tonight, getting into even more, 7 o'clock Central. He was the chairman of Donald Trump's exploratory campaign previously when he thought about running for president. He was on the campaign until his book came out, and he resigned himself. He talked to Trump this morning. So maybe we could pick your brain about Trump, but you were telling me off air, Trump's for real.
Oh, there's no question. Look, I don't agree with Trump on everything. We've been friends 37 years. I very strongly support him for president for one simple reason. You can't buy Trump. You can't bully Trump. He doesn't answer to Wall Street. He doesn't answer the lobbyists. He doesn't answer the special interests, not the Koch brothers, no one. Donald Trump is his own man. He'd be the first president we've had who would really work solely for the American people. And it's that incorruptibility. Plus, he's not afraid to take on, you know, unpopular, politically incorrect stances. He knows that there's something hinky about 9/11. He knows the immigration.
Well, I know he's suddenly been saying stuff about it, freaking the bushes out. You were telling me that you're educating him.
Well, he's a reader. The nice thing about Trump is that he's open-minded, and he was astounded by what he learned. That, as you know, Alex, that we had numerous warnings that this was going to happen that went completely unheeded. And it's just like the birther question. Trump fearlessly brought that into the mainstream. You and I knew it, but you couldn't get it on CBS or NBC or CNN or MSNBC. Trump is the guy who brought the whole question of Obama's birth and where he was really born into the political mainstream where people could consider it. And it's why he zoomed to the head of the polls 3 years ago. He should have challenged Mitt Romney then. I was in favor of going then. So I remain his strongest supporter and a close friend.
What do you expect the Clintons to do to try to come after him?
Well, they're already trying to spread this rumor that, you know, Donald was always in bed with organized crime. Let me tell you something. You cannot get a New Jersey casino control license and hold one for 13 years if you're in bed with the mob. It's just not possible. They have the most stringent laws. They put a proctoscope right up your derriere, and they look at every financial transaction in your entire life. Donald Trump is clean, and they got nothing on him. I mean,
well, why would you want to be in bed with the mob? They take money from you anyways.
Well, I think the supposition is he's in the construction industry. He has to buy cement. He's in the Northeast. You know, guys who are Italian, therefore he must be mobbed up. It's a MacGuffin. It's bull. But they're going to try to smear him with that. That's coming. Wait and see. You're going to see it out of Politico. You're going to see it out of CNN. It's going to go nowhere. They don't have anything on him because what you see is what you get. That's the great thing about Trump. He is unscripted. He is uncoached. He is uncontrolled. He might say anything. I love the idea of a Hillary-Trump debate because he'll get right in her face on the drugs, on the misogyny, on the corruption, on the Clinton Foundation, on her covering up rape and the serial rape of her husband.
He's going to really go after her.
I have no doubt about it. The guy's fearless. I mean, you've seen him. He's totally, completely fearless, and nobody can get to him. I mean, having worked in the Senate, having worked in the House, having been a heavy-duty lobbyist, I can tell you, for example, that every dollar of waste in the federal budget was put there by someone who wants it there. And that's the reason no one ever really cuts it.
Sure, it's their piece of the pie.
Right, they all talk about it. Trump would be immune to that. He would take an axe to the federal budget. So when the commentators say, oh, your tax cut plan on working people would cause a $1.5 trillion hole, why do you assume that Trump is going to cut the daylights out of federal spending? He would. And then when the lobbyists call and say, oh, you can't cut that, he would be immune to that. You can't get to Trump.
Well, here's the issue. As you know, if they keep ballooning things, it's all going to go bankrupt. We have to save the ship.
Right. Well, look, unless somebody gets serious about cutting federal spending, bringing back all the $2 trillion that's offshore in inversion, and actually negotiating a trade deal with the Chinese, the Mexicans, the Japanese, which is in our interest instead of giving away the store, you know, this country's headed to the toilet. You know that. Only Trump can save America, in my opinion, because he's independent of the Washington power structure.
This is a short segment. Long segment was coming up, but getting back into Hillary and things they might pull. I mean, it's bold for George Soros in the White House and Fast and Furious and the Kill the Cops movement and all that. I mean, they really are trying to destabilize this country. You've been an insider. You've seen it from multiple perspectives. What do you think they're really trying, and are they being successful?
Well, I think we're in very perilous times. On the other hand, the Liberty Movement has never been stronger than it is today. There was a time we had one congressman. Now we have about 30. Thank God for the Internet. Of course, the real reason they want to regulate the Internet is to shut our communications down. If it weren't for people like you, and for that extent, me, who are out there, working to get out an alternative narrative, not only about our history, about what is happening today, we'd have no prospect at all. This is why I think Trump is striking the chord that he is, because he's not politically correct. He's willing to say things that need to be said in order to save the country. And I can just tell you, the power structure is going out of their mind. He vanquished Jeb. Now they're elevating Marco as the next puppet of the establishment, and Trump's prepared to devastate him, too.
Wow. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. It's going to be very exciting times. We are not living in boring times. It is just explosive what's happening. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private-labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Valiant Patriots worldwide.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, they made the Missouri president step down for zero reason. They say he didn't follow the Black Lives Matter thing and turned the whole campus just into a mental illness fest. And so now, I said earlier this morning when he resigned, right when the show started, I said this will only encourage the mobs of politically correct mental patients. And now, this is up on InfoWars.com, University of Missouri protesters clash with reporters, declared no media safe place. Because, again, there's no right to free speech of anybody else, just like the Yale footage of them screaming and then saying shut up to the professor because he doesn't want to ban Halloween. This is about shutting down free speech and a climate of that. That's why at the new UN summit, this is mainstream news in Germany, we have it up on InfoWars.com, they're openly talking about not letting you link to a website under copyright law, and that's what's in the TPP, and that's what Drudge was told by a Supreme Court justice earlier this year. And he came here to warn us just a month ago that they're coming next year for the free speech. So listen, it's all or nothing now, because we're winning in the info war. We have the truth. We're telling the truth. We're promoting stuff that's popular. It's like oxygen in space. You got to have it. And the system doesn't like it. We're the real classical liberals that want lower taxes, private property, live your own life, live and let live. That's what they call extreme right-wing behavior today. No, it's not right-wing. It's not left-wing. It's what made this country great. People wanted to come here because of that. Speak of the devil. Hillary Clinton for prison shirts. We're only selling it, limited edition, through Christmas. And if you haven't gotten this for your friends and family, it just looks like a campaign shirt, Hillary for Prison 2016. And on the back, it says LegalizeFreedomInfoWars.com. So you get the laugh. You educate somebody. She doesn't have many supporters, we found. In fact, everybody around here just gets beer bought for them at restaurants and dinner literally bought for them when you wear it. Joe Biggs and others have had that happen to them. But it's a great conversation starter. And then on the back, say, hey, InfoWars.com, Legalize Freedom. I want to give our guest, Roger Stone,
this is great.
T-shirt, because he gave me, you can go to rogerstone.com and get this bad baby and support what he's doing. The Clinton's War on Women, New York Times bestselling author, and then it's the cover of the book to get the word out and wear to her campaign events, because this woman has got to be stopped.
I'm going to wear this tomorrow night in Dallas at my book signing.
That is awesome, my friend. And then the Clinton's War on Women, the new book, in the bookstores everywhere, rogerstone.com. You need to get it. You need to send it to talk show hosts. You need to get it covered, because we may know that these are serial women abusers, but the general public still isn't really aware of it, because Gloria Steinem and others have been covering it up.
Yeah, the Clintons are moving heaven and earth to try to bury this book. Within hours of it being released two Tuesdays ago, I tracked an inordinate number of one-star reviews on Amazon, one sentence, this book is crap, this book has all been discredited, this is the same old thing, Roger Stone's a right-wing hitman. I have my own IT people. They didn't take them long to track every one of those reviews to the exact same IP address, where the Clinton headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. And to their credit, when my lawyers contacted Amazon, they took those down. So, folks, if you read the book, if you like the book, do two things. Pass it on to another woman, because if every woman reads this book, Hillary Clinton will get no votes for women. And secondarily, if you like the book, go on Amazon, leave a favorable review. The book is this close to the New York Times bestseller list, and if it makes it, it's so much harder for the mainstream media to ignore what is the truth.
Well, you've got an average of 78% reviews, so their attacks aren't working too well.
Well, because we had a number of them removed, and our number therefore went up. I've never paid a person to go online. I don't organize people to go on other than when I'm on radio, when I'm TV. On liberty-oriented outlets, I ask people, if you like the book, if you think we're striking a chord here, go on Amazon and let people know.
Well, we're in an info war, and it's not that the Republican Party's perfect either. You're about to expose the Bushes here. It's just that the system's scared of a patriot takeover of the Republican Party. That's our best avenue. There's a war going on right now.
No question.
And it's time to defeat all these rhinos. And I don't know if Trump's perfect. You know, and a lot of folks know behind the scenes say, no, he's the real deal. All I know is he isn't Hillary Clinton. And I'm not into lesser of two evils. She says she's coming for my guns. She says she's getting rid of the borders. She says families are basically bad. And I know what the Clintons have done to me personally with dirty tricks when he was president. I don't want to live under that again. So for me, this is personal as well. Get into Jeb Bush, because do you think he was ever really running against her? I mean, they're too tenacious and too arrogant to be a ringer for Hillary, right? But wouldn't he kind of de facto turn into a ringer for her?
Well, they're in business together. Look, the Clintons and the Bushes are constantly rehabilitating each other, complimenting each other, elevating each other. Several months ago, think about it, Alex, she was attacking Jeb. Why? She wanted to elevate him within the Republican contest. He was listing, and she needed to prop him up. I'll tell you what his job is: designated loser. That's his position. They know.
So he knows that.
Look, together they found they form a nonprofit. They raise $138 million for Haitian earthquake relief. They spend $10 million in Haiti. They pocket the other $128 million. They close the nonprofit and they answer no questions. This is the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate. In January, I have a book coming out called Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. You can go on Amazon and pre-order it right now. The entire arc of crime by the Bush family. Jeb, who was a drug dealer in his college and boarding room days, in his early business days in Houston and Miami. Prescott Bush, who made his money arming the Nazis, who made his money off slave labor in the
He was actually their main lawyer in the U.S.
Yeah, and his bank was confiscated by the Truman administration.
Let me see that shirt. I'm going to fold it up for you.
For treasonous activity. George H.W. Bush, who only avoided indictment in the Iran-Contra matter because he stonewalled the special prosecutor and he wouldn't hand over documents. As you know, Alex, he's the one who oversaw the trafficking of millions of dollars worth of cocaine into the United States to illegally be sold and raise money for the Contras. And his partner in that, the governor they found who would let them ship the cocaine into his state and look the other way, Bill Clinton.
And I'm not giving Ronald Reagan the pass. I've talked to the folks who were in the White House. They literally kept him compartmentalized. We sort of tried to dig into it. That's when they shot him.
There's no question about it. First of all, Hinckley did not shoot the bullet that hit Reagan. As I will show in my upcoming book, there's a second shooter.
Sure.
There's so much we have not been told.
Well, they
about
had dinner with
Reagan.
Hinckley a few days before.
There's so many
the
more.
Did.
There's so many more.
That
connections.
That was in the Denver Post.
There's so many more connections between Hinckley and the Bushes. There's an immediate struggle by the Bush people for control of the football immediately while Reagan is incapacitated. Here's what people do.
And then Alexander Haig runs out and says, "I've got it. I'm in control."
Well, here's what's interesting. Bush pressured Reagan to sign a secret transfer of power agreement. Haig was opposed. Ed Meese, the attorney general, was opposed. Weinberg, the secretary of defense. Every single member of the Reagan cabinet was opposed.
Sure, that's what I heard. People made fun in the Bush system of Haig, but Haig was actually saying, no, I've got it. You don't have it.
Right.
Because they were trying to get it, right?
So what happens here is Reagan signs this secret transfer of power agreement that says that in the event of the president being incapacitated, here's what will happen. And as soon as he signs, 6 days later, there's an attempt on his life by a man associated with the Bush family. Now, all five of Hinckley's shots are accounted for. None of them hit Reagan. There's a second gunman. You can clearly see him in the pictures in my next book. I lay out the entire Bush connection to the Reagan assassination.
Well, I want to sell your books on our store, too. I'm going
to
carry them all.
If
I knew who you were, I've met you before. I don't know why I wasn't thinking get you on, because, I mean, I know a lot of your amazing work. And then Richard Reeves, thank God, one of my friends and does some work with us, called up and said, don't you want to get this guy on? You're writing articles about him.
Yeah.
So I really want to thank you for coming in.
I appreciate being here.
What's crazy is I've done all the research myself, but you forget so much of it. You're here spewing it out. You've got it documented in your book. You start thinking of all the stuff the Bushes and the Clintons have done. They're like James Bond villains.
Oh, they're worse. They're worse because this is what we call elite deviance. The Bushes and the Clintons, they can lie, they can steal, they can do drugs, they can traffic drugs, they can have their own email server, they can misuse classified documents, they can have people murdered, they can be involved in epic financial fraud, and they pay no price. The laws don't apply to the Bushes or the Clintons. That's why I'm for Trump. We have to change this. It's time for these criminals to be brought to justice.
The question is, if Trump's for real, which I believe you that he thinks he's for real, certainly he's better than Hillary, they're going to come after him. And you said they're going to claim mafia ties. I mean, that's talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, plus he has just tripled up his personal security. As you may know, he's been afforded Secret Service protection. That kind of bothers me.
You don't want that.
I don't think you do. I think, A, they're spying for the government, and B, you don't know that you're safe in their hands, but and they asked me not.
And I'm not saying the average guy's bad, but that's usually how they get you. They've got their shadow specter operatives, to use a popular term, Hydra, whatever you want to call it. They've got their operatives in every major agency.
And there's no question about that. So, look, I do think wait till Trump starts talking about monetary reform, because I know his views on monetary reform. And the printing press money that we keep churning out.
Can you give us any little secrets? Or I guess
yeah, he's a hard money man. He thinks it's time to look at gold. I can tell you that right now. Trump understands that the bankers have gone crazy and that the Federal Reserve is not provided for in our government.
Well, it seems like he is getting more informed all the time. When he went after Jeb on 9/11, and then I was told by another person that knows him that, no, he knows what's going on. Now you're telling me, and it's on record, used to be his campaign head. This is wild.
Well, and we're going to get him in here to do your show because I think you guys will hit it off. He's a truth teller. Now, look, his political interests are not that long, meaning when the country was stronger, he was just focused on building his business and his brand. The man is, above all, a patriot. He's giving up the greatest life in the world. I mean, he's got a beautiful family. He's got a luxury existence. He can play golf every afternoon on the greatest golf course in the world, which he built. He's climbed every business mountain you can climb in terms of great development, great hotels, great businesses. He's got an international billion-dollar company. He's met more world leaders face-to-face, one-on-one, than anybody else running for president. People find that interesting. But he doesn't
want a new Cold War with Putin.
No, he understands that there's a whole culture, as you know, Alex, of endless war. They're always trying to sell you on war. He thinks, for example, Lindsey Graham, he thinks this guy's a jerk. And he called him out as a jerk. Lindsey was all over him for campaign contributions. Oh, Donald, here's my personal cell phone number. Anytime you need anything, just call me. As you may remember, Trump called it out on national television.
Yeah.
So, no, look, I think he's the real deal. I can tell you he is unscripted and uncontrolled, which means that the political establishment cannot control him.
Boy, they're going to come after him, I think, probably with the same thing they came after Reagan with.
Well, they've already tried. I mean, they've tried first to discredit him. Remember they said, oh, after his immigration comments, he's going to crash and burn. Then after he took on John McCain, he's going to crash and burn. Then they said that he's not going to show up for the debates. There's no way he'll show up for the debates. After every debate, he went up. So I think the guy is fearless. I think he's having the time of his life.
And then Carson's blowing himself up in front of everybody.
Yeah, I can't figure out the Carson thing out. I just don't see him having the strength. Look, the job is chief executive. Trump is a guy who's run a multi-billion-dollar international company with hundreds of thousands of employees. He's a manager, and he could better manage the country. I don't think you need to know the name of every obscure rebel Islamic fanatic leader. All you need to know is who the good guys and the bad guys are. Wouldn't it be nice to have a president of the United States who put the United States government?
Oh no, Trump has said don't back ISIS, which our government's been doing, and then he supports taking them out, and he supports the Russians. He says, great, let the Russians pay for it. I mean, that's a perfect plan.
Well,
if you get somebody else to take them out, that's even better.
Let's look at it historically. There's only one man running for president in this election who was opposed to the Iraq War, who said it was an enormous mistake, and that's Donald Trump.
That is true. Both parties were for it.
Yeah. Even Bernie Sanders, you know, who says he's a democratic socialist, which is like being a meat-eating vegetarian. I mean, you're either a socialist or you believe in democracy. You can't believe in both. They're not consistent.
You think Bernie Sanders is just really stupid? Or is he evil?
I think he's worse. He's a true believer. No, he's a true believing socialist. He believes in the state and state control of our lives.
Even though it never works anywhere.
Right, because his solution is simple. The government's going to do everything for you. He just doesn't mention the 85% tax rate that he has in mind.
And that always select insider groups are basically exempt and consolidate power. And that's what socialists don't get. The same people that have gamed our system now are going to game a socialist system even worse. Don't they understand that?
No, and what's interesting, of course, is I did a book signing here in Austin last night. Night before last, and we had a really great turnout at Brave New Books, which is a great little freedom-oriented bookshop. I think you've been there.
Yep.
Half the people there were Bernie Sanders people because they know that Hillary is not a liberal or a progressive. She's a whore for Wall Street. She'll be for whatever the money is.
They're the ones that set up all the derivatives under Clinton.
Right. So the left will buy her. It's not that she's a true believer. She's just buyable. The Soroses of this world can buy her. She believes in nothing. So just as the Bushes are not conservatives, they're crony capitalists. The Clintons are really crony capitalists, but they'll be bought by the big government, the big business interests of the left. So even those people know that she's inherently evil and she must be stopped.
We're going to go to break and come back with a few politically correct phone calls for this segment and the next, a little about five after. And then you're going to be on the nightly news tonight. Really want to get you on the show more often because everything you're saying from my own research is dead on, but you say it so eloquently. But what are other big tidbits that you, and you know, I don't want to say talking points, but points you had in your mind you wanted to make when you got here that you'd like to make in the next 3 minutes?
Well, I guess the largest single one is that, you know, look, I was a Republican my entire life, and I had a great sentimental attachment to the Republican Party of Barry Goldwater. That was the small government, personal freedom, keep the government out of your business, out of your bedroom.
That's the Ron Paul Republican.
Right. They barely exist anymore. Unfortunately, both parties have morphed into one party. It's the party of endless war. It's the party of erosion of our civil liberties. It's the party of massive debt and more borrowing. It's the party of high taxes on working people, but the hedge fund managers on Wall Street, they pay virtually nothing. It's very hard for me. I'm a registered libertarian at this point, although there's a lot of folks there that I think are nuts, too. The problem here is that the old Republican Party will only be worth fighting for if we have a leader within it. I'll probably switch back to the Republican Party to vote for Donald Trump in next year's primaries because he's the first candidate I've seen who I'm actually enthusiastic about. I've been trying to get him to run for president since 1988 when I took him to New Hampshire to speak to the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Chamber of Commerce. Vice President Bush had been there the week before, had 500 people. Donald Trump went, we had 2,800 people. This is 1988.
Sure. I don't want to get any infighting going on, but I know you know Glenn Beck. He says a lot of good things. We support most of his work. He doesn't like Donald Trump. And I understand some of the reasons because of his, you know, past political activities, just being a businessman in New York when Hillary was a senator. But, I mean, so far he is saying the right things, and he's better than the other candidates.
Yeah, look, I like Glenn, and I look forward to asking him, you know, what his beef is with Donald Trump. People do evolve politically. I don't think Trump was all that politically aware or interested when the country was stronger and he was building his business. He is right. He's played the game. If you're a businessman, if you don't put campaign contributions into the pockets of the politicians, they don't even listen to you. It's not that you're buying favors. You can't even buy an audience, and you have an obligation when you have thousands of people working for you to get your point of view in front of government. So sure, he has a relationship. And frankly, his attitude was, we have a federal limit on donations. So the first 10 politicians who walk in, give them the maximum, send them on their way. They're all worthless anyway. And now when they show up asking for money, say, oh, I'd love to help you, but I've already hit my legal maximum.
Well, I know this. If we did have a president that wasn't actively trying to put us into world government and the TPP, it'd be like untying a boat from the dock when the engine's on. We are tied up. I mean, they're fighting to keep us politically and financially suppressed to control us. All you got to do is cut that out and we'll explode.
Well, listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Well, Roger Stone, RogerStone.com is our guest. Really interesting fellow. And back when Trump was considering running on his exploratory committee, he was the head of his campaign. And so I'll hold you to it. I don't think we really even tried to get Trump on. We should really push to do that. We shouldn't think there are guests too big to get on the show. We've had a lot of big guests, obviously, on over the years. That's a no-brainer. I think we actually have tried, but it's hard when we have such a small campaign staff to get through to them.
Next, I will try to set that up. I think he'd have a good time, and I think you'd enjoy talking to him. You guys would hit it off because he is very upset about the direction of the country. He's given up a lot to make this race, but he wants to make America great again, and trust me, he's the real deal.
Well, I hope you're right. We'll certainly find out if he gets elected and then gets in there. I know this. People are really counting on him, so if he gets in there, he better deliver. Of course, they could just let everything fall apart once he gets in, which is kind of the timeline, and then blame him for what happens.
I think they're going to have their hands full. This guy is a take-charge guy. He's an optimist. There's nothing he can't do. Look, he's a Wharton graduate. He's very smart. He knows exactly what's going on here. He's sick of the whole political correct agenda. He understands that freedom is on the ropes.
And he's saying that gun-free zones are places for crazy people to go kill.
The guy, he's carrying. Anytime you see him, trust me, brother, he's carrying. He's had a concealed carry permit in New York, which they don't give out. They're very hard to get.
And the media acted like it's weird that he'd want to have a gun when he's a target.
How many death threats do you think he gets a week? I mean, it's extraordinary, and they ask us not to talk about it.
Well, that shows how warped it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But he gets a lot of death threats?
Oh, well, sure, because he's speaking out on a lot of controversial subjects. So,
but you do say he's tripled his security.
He's tripled his security. He himself carries. Both his sons are gun enthusiasts, very active hunters and gun enthusiasts. They both carry.
I love it.
You know, they're strong believers in the Second Amendment.
Oh, if he was president, he'd carry. Well, you know, Obama's not carrying anything, but maybe a...
Reagan carried. Reagan had a holster, you know, on his calf. He was carrying about 80% of the time. When he was running for president and when he was president.
Well, you're crazy if you don't.
Yep.
Everybody's like, hey, let the cops have guns. What about us?
Yeah, I'm sure he wishes he was carried when Hinckley tried to take him out, or Hinckley and others tried to take
him
out.
Just like the Sirhan crap. AJ called in earlier. I had to put him on hold, and he mentioned going to this Red Robin hamburger place. I'm at the police state, and they've got where you order your food from a computer. It's got a camera watching you. I saw a Chili's ad where it's got a camera, so he was going to finish his story. So what happened when you discovered this?
Well, basically, I asked the waitress, what's the deal with the camera inside there? And she's like, what camera? Looked at the television screen, and then she said, whoa, there's a camera in there? I had no idea. You could just turn it away if you want. So, Alex, from what she told me, I basically garnered two ideas in my head of what she knew. She either lied to me or is just completely stupid and unawake. I hope she lied to me.
I think it's not even stupid. They just don't care. They're in a trance. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you finished the story. But we're going to go out to a Chili's. That's the place I know is doing it. I mean, talk about 1984.
Yeah, it's interesting. What it means is you got to have a piece of masking tape when you go get a burger. That's the thing.
What does Trump think about the whole NSA thing?
I think he's opposed to government spying. I mean, he is, we have been very concerned when I was there about whether his own phone calls, his own email were being looked at. He's obviously got an enormous number of advisors in business and around the globe who are giving him uncensored information that you'd never get from the government or the New York Times, shall we say. So I
talk about a really unfettered intelligence stream.
Yeah, he would be a giant champion of the First Amendment. And I think he is very wary of the Patriot Act.
Well, compare him to political correctness. Hillary agreeing we should ban words. Trump says you're all a bunch of crazy people.
Yes.
I mean, it's definitely good. We're going to come back, take a few more calls from Ronnie and others. Zach in Montana on the other side with our guest, RogerStone.com. Get the new book about the Clinton sex crime machine. It is the Clinton's War on Women.
Visit GCNLive.com today.